Now, Margaret Mills is back with me again. And Margaret, I think this week you're off to Pleshey, is that right?
Yes, I'm off to the very pretty village of Pleshey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's quite difficult when we drive or walk through Pleshey today to realise that in the 1300s, Pleshey was actually a very busy, bustling and important place.
Mm-hmm.
It had its own market. It had its own mayor, and we're told that it had about 40 shops as well, which is hard to believe.
40 shops, that's nowadays. A lot in those
that
days.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
But when I say that the castle at Pleshey, of which sadly not too much remains today, was the home of Thomas, Duke of Gloucester, an immensely wealthy and powerful man in the 1300s, uncle of King Richard II, of course, then perhaps that goes some way to explaining the power that he had and the wealth that he brought to the area.
Mm.
And the castle, we're told, was the centre of great pomp and pageantry, medieval tournaments and all sorts of exciting events.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good side about Pleshey, but sadly there was a bad side because King Richard II was extremely jealous of the wealth, the power and the importance of his uncle, the Duke of Gloucester. And in 1397, he visited his uncle at Pleshey and found an excuse to lure him away to Calais in France, where he's said to have had him murdered.
Mm, charming.
Still, karma came round, didn't it? Because Richard II himself is said to have been put to death.
Mm.
So maybe that was karma catching up with him for Uncle Thomas's murder.
Fair enough. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And where are you off to next week then?
Next week I'm going to be looking at the Disney and Washington connection with Essex.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.